Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, we're having a windstorm here in Chicago. I know that's not exactly health related, but hopefully we will still be able to do our show today because I have some great information for you. And we know that most people know that parenting is stressful, sleep depriving undertaking. They willingly go into it for the most part. And it's a tough job. But this new study found new research suggests that it may rewire the immune system. So not only is it causing stress and sleep deprivation and all kinds of other things, but it actually could affect your immune system. I think this is a little common sense because when you are sleep deprived and when you are very stressed, your immune system's going to be broken down a bit. The study found that parenting seems to have a more significant effect on the immune system than the flu vaccine or gastroenteritis, which is called the stomach flu, which people, you know, think it's the same thing, but the flu is not the same thing as the stomach flu. Yikes. So the researchers reported that age seems to take a toll on the immune system, but that parenting showed a similar result. And that if you are a parent and you're noticing that you get sick more often, or that, you know, especially if you have children in the toddler and school age range, that there's a real big variation with immune system function and whether or not people are able to maintain that good, strong immune system. So I think that with research like this coming out, what that tells us parents is that we need to look at our health habits even more closely than we might have realized. Because if you are a parent and you notice you're getting every cold your children get, and they come home from school with all kinds of icky germs, and you seem to be getting every single one of them, then you might want to really look at what your immune system is doing for you or against you. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you really stressed out? Do you sit there at night trying to figure out how you're going to pay bills? Do you worry about getting the kids from one activity to the next? How is stress affecting your immune system and parenting in general? And maybe take a look at some of those health habits and say, okay, you know what? I am a really stressed out person, so maybe I need to eat a little bit healthier. Maybe I need to exercise just a little bit more. Maybe I need to look at some of the supplements that I'm not taking. Maybe I need to take some omega-3s because they have been shown to help mood and strengthen the immune system. Make sure you're getting a good multivitamin, and make sure, most importantly, that you're getting sleep. I know with kids, you never quite know. You know, we all would like to say we'd like to sleep like we did in college. Oh, wasn't that the best? You could go to sleep at night and know you were going to sleep through the night unless some psycho friend of yours, you know, banged on your door and woke you up to party or something. But you know when you're a parent that there's every single night a possibility that your children could come running into your room for one reason or another, whether it's a bad dream or because they're not feeling well or just because they forgot to ask you something. So you never quite fall into that truly, truly deep sleep. So make sure you're getting a good, good night's sleep. And whether that means taking a few nights at a hotel or locking your door so that your kids don't come running in at the littlest provocation, you got to do what you got to do. And maybe going to bed a little earlier might be even the solution to that. In another story, we're talking about sleep deprivation. So could getting married help? And what this new study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention showed that 35% of the adults don't get the recommended 7 hours or more of sleep, but that people who slept sort of in the buddy system, someone who had a co-sleeper, which is not a child in the bed, because we know from the AAP, co-sleeping is not a good idea. Nobody gets a good night's sleep, and there's an increased risk of SIDS. But if it's a buddy or a marriage partner or a spouse, well, then you tend to get a better night's sleep. So who knows? Getting a good night's sleep is just really not overrated. It is worth everything. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.